The new Hayslip Theater has had such a series going on for quite some time. And opening it up this year is Brittany Chantel. She's been here on SLB before. She's here in studio with us this morning. Her performance is called A Fire on Venus, Hip Hop Love Songs, October 17th and 18th at 8 o'clock at the new Hayslip Theater. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Brittany. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here so early.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about you first for people who haven't met you.
Yeah.
Are you a native Pittsburgher or did you come from somewhere else?
You know, I like to think that I'm a native Pittsburgher because I was raised here, you know. So I was born in Staten Island, New York, and my parents pretty quickly moved us to the outskirts of Pittsburgh out by the airport. So, you know, I feel like a native Pittsburgher.
Well, that's me. I was born in Cleveland, but have lived here since I was about three.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I'll claim native status. Is all your education was here in Pittsburgh? You went to grade school, high school here?
Out by the airport, I went to West Allegheny School District. And I did go to college at Edinburgh University up in Erie, good old snowy Erie.
You know, we have lots of Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
At SLB. Ricky went to Edinburgh, the borough, as we call it.
Yes, yes.
Two other staff people that went
there,
too.
Oh, wow.
Too,
that's
just
awesome.
Coincidentally. Did you study art, or what was your...
No, I actually studied criminal justice and political science, which isn't necessarily what I wanted to do. I kind of wanted to switch majors, like, mid-freshman year to be a high school teacher. And I didn't really care what I would teach, but... yeah, that's what I wanted to do, but ended up not having the opportunity to do so because of some, you know, financial things. But yeah,
I jumped to art right away because I know Edinburgh has such an outstanding art program.
They really do.
But I think no matter what you study in school, you end up having a chance to use it in different ways, and it informs who you are and who you become as a person. And your activism and music and artistry have all come together. Tell me a little bit about just how you started in your career. You found, I think, a need to speak up and speak out, but also be creative as well.
Yes, totally. You know, like I have a pretty interesting background, I like to think. You know, I was in the military and didn't have the greatest experience and felt like I was really misinformed or wasn't able to make an informed decision while joining. And that was really like the fuel to the fire for me to, you know, speak up and speak out about things. And I do think that my background in criminal justice and political science, you know, at Edinburgh really did help me to push towards being an activist. But it really, like, my desire to do so really mainly lies with wanting to provide my story for others so that they can then make more of an informed decision of how they go about their future. So,
what prompted you to be interested in the military? I'm sure education was probably part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I come from a military family, and there really was never like a pressure from my family to join the military, but it did seem like the most viable option for, you know, free education and they feed you and house you, and you know, it sounded too good to pass up. It sounded like, you know, a golden opportunity. So,
well, you're not alone, and it works well for some, and for others. I'm not sure. I think about it sometimes. If I were my dad's age and was drafted, whether I would have the ability to conform and do some of what's required.
Yeah.
I suppose I could develop it, but it would be tough for me to do so.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Now, Tell me about A Fire on Venus.
Yeah, so A Fire on Venus is technically my first album. My last projects have been EPs or extended plays. This album is a lengthy one in track length or in track number, but not so much in length. It's about 40 minutes in total of music. It is all about love. and, you know, pretty much anything that comes with love. It stems from my experiences and dating life from ages 18 to 26, which I'm 26 now. I feel like it has something on there for everyone, no matter what stage you are in a relationship or in dating. I think there's a little bit of something for anybody to relate to. So
I like the song title, so I'm going to ask you to pick something that we can listen to together. But Flaws and Imperfections is the opening song. Fade and The Balance. Mm-hmm. Water Under Bridges. Mm-hmm. Commitment. In My Head. Your Move is another one. FaceTime. And these are more or less hip hop. I don't like to classify music, but that's what you're going to hear, right? Is there one you'd recommend?
I think the intro song, Flaws and Imperfections, would be great. So it seems to be a hit on Spotify, at least.
Well, we'll take a listen. I mentioned earlier this morning, I've never shied away from playing things that I haven't had a chance to completely listen to yet.
Yeah.
And it brings me a lot of joy to be able to do that. And we'll get that ready and play it in a few minutes or so.
Great.
So you're going to be performing selections from A Fire on Venus live at the New Hazlett Theater. And 8 o'clock, there's only two shows, October 17th and 18th at 8 o'clock. And that's a Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
So a neat opportunity to just hear some live music in a beautiful theater. That theater, you on stage at that theater is going to be pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah, it's going to be quite amazing. To have this opportunity, I'm very grateful to have this opportunity. It's not that often that especially hip-hop artists or pop artists get an entire theater to do a production. And it's going to be more than a concert. You know, I have five main dancers. I have a five-part band, two backing vocalists. There's a special lighting designer that we hired. I have two really, really awesome costumes. It's going to be amazing. And I keep telling people, you don't want to miss this performance. And also, this is going to be my last time performing for 2019. So this is it.
You're going to take a break? Are you going to travel? Or
I'm actually going to shift focus onto recording my next album, which will be called A Golden Opportunity, which is going to be more hip-hop rap, a little bit heavy on the topics. It's going to be all about my military experience, so.
Brittany Chantel is who is with us. You always are focused and have a plan and are ready to go. So let's take a listen. The EP is called A Fire on Venus, and it opens with this song.
Look at my flaws. My imperfections, if I face them, would you reject them? Would you love me? Call me heaven. Would you love me? Say I'm a blessing. Look at my flaws, my imperfections. If I fix them, would you reject them? Would you love me? Call me heaven. Would you love me? Say I'm a blessing. You're always saying no one's perfect and you haven't figured it out. Then you proceed to wipe all my tears and fill them. You say you love me, baby, but I'm good at stressing you out. I'm working on myself, but I don't do it for myself. I feel the pressure, baby, but I don't feel like diamonds on the rough. And I don't feel I'll ever be enough for you. Cause you say I do all these things you hate, but I don't live inside of you. Look at my flaws, my imperfections. If
Chantel, nice song, honest and open, and the kind of song you might not often hear.
I mean,
hip hop is always generally very honest.
Yeah.
There aren't as many women's voices in hip hop, for one. It's starting to change a little bit.
Yeah, certainly.
And I hate to typify or classify things, but often it's the conventional wisdom is there's songs where you're going to talk about all the great things that you are and all the things that you're proud of, rather than the vulnerabilities you feel.
Yeah.
So it's a good song. You mentioned these were written after reflecting from 18 to 26 years of age, your life.
Yeah.
Did this one, I don't want you to reveal it, but does it tie in to a particular year along that trajectory?
I feel like, you know, a lot of the songs are very reflective, as you said. And it took me a little while to get all of these songs put together. You know, some of these songs, I only had a chorus written or a verse written. With that being said, I feel like the album really started to pull together at, like, age 25. You know, my birthday was in February, and so it was right around then, of February of last year, when this album really started to, like, pick up, and I was like, okay, I think I can put together a 17 track album right now. So
how did you learn to perform these songs? Because I think hip hop or being an MC, it seems elusive to a lot of people. It's, you know, others who sing more traditionally, it's like I sang in a choir, then I learned to play this, and then out I come and sing. It is a little different. I mean,
yeah.
I'd be curious if you could talk about the differences and how you honed this craft.
Yeah, totally. You know, I think hip hop is a lifestyle, you know, and I think you hear that a lot. And you really have to be willing to put the work in. And I know that that's like a cliche saying that I think a lot of people say, but it's really true. I didn't necessarily learn through one person or one experience. It was really just attending a lot of shows. I went to ciphers, I went to open mics. I also really dove into the slam poetry scene, and that helped me out a lot with performance and delivery. But, you know, like I said, it's a lifestyle, and I think connecting with people that are already in the community is really how you learn and you understand how to perform as a hip hop performer.
I think another misperception is that hip hop is all of the same mood or style or ethos. Lifestyle is one thing. I mean, a jazz musician has a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
That he or she follows too. People that work with radio definitely have a certain kind of lifestyle.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean all jazz sounds exactly alike, or all musicians are alike, or all radio programs are alike. And that's true for hip hop too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, you can't put, people like to put things in a box, you know, it's something that we know. But, you know, it's, you can't put, you know, all hip hop in a box. Everything is very different. And it's starting to become, I think, even more different in the last several years because of technology and, you know, different things that you can do with instruments and online programming and stuff like that. So, yeah, hip hop is is a very, you know, for lack of a better word, diverse genre.
I'd like to listen to another because I'm really happy that we have this album. I didn't know if you'd have it available yet. Is there one we could play anything? Is there one you'd recommend?
Let's see here.
And as you're thinking about that, let me just tell you that Brittany Chantel is whose voice you are hearing. She's performing as part of the Community Supported Art Performance Series. She opens up the series October 17th and 18th, 8 o'clock at the New Hazlett Theater, newhazletttheater.org/CSA.
Yeah.
She's picked one.
All right. I think I'm going to go with number four, Commitment. That seems to be another one that people really enjoy.
Okay. This is Commitment. The album is called A Fire on Venus. We will be celebrating Saturday Light Brigade birthdays very soon. We also have a special request for some listeners in Elwood City coming up momentarily. We're just finishing up chatting with Brittany Chantel this morning. That song was called Commitment from A Fire on Venus. Great sounding album. How did that all come together?
Yeah, Remy Vega and Trouble NLS co-produced the album. It was definitely a group effort. You know, sometimes, you know, we all have jobs outside of art, and getting three people in one room together for 17 songs is a lot. But
requires you to get over yourself,
yes,
and to deal with the flaws and imperfections and the fade and balance. Those are all songs on
absolutely
this album.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I hope folks will consider coming to hear you and to see you. It's at the New Hazlett Theater, right adjacent to our building here, newhazletttheater.org/CSA is how you can get tickets. Community Supported Arts is a great program. It's inexpensive, and you can get a chance to support original, authentic art. Thank you for being here with us
today.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Take care.